Transcendental Transformation, the place where spirituality and transformation unite. Host Miss Raina imparts truth so that you can break through your limiting beliefs and evolve into a deeper consciousness. As you go about your day, remember, before every breakthrough, there is a breakdown. And now, let's start the show.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to tonight's episode of Transcendental Transformation. I'm your host, Miss Raina, and today is Tuesday, March 15th, 2016. As always, we are coming live from the beautiful and still sunny West Palm Beach, Florida. Can you believe it's still the day's still out there? It hasn't gone dark yet. I'm so excited. We sprung the clocks ahead, and I am so excited that we get more daytime. Yay! I love the daytime. I like the night too, but I'm a big fan of the day, especially during the summertime, the spring. In the spring, this is the best time of year for Florida. Like this, the temperature is about 80 to 85. It's a nice, it's never not too hot. There's the lower humidity. It's not the monsoon season yet, so it's not raining, but I gotta tell you, this is the best time to be in Florida. Well, I hope all of you are doing well. Are you guys doing good? How have you guys been? I've got some of your emails. I've been trying to catch up on everything. I know I've been slacking a little bit, but I promise I'll get back to all of you guys when I can. But I hope you guys are doing well. I hope your week is going well so far, and I hope this weekend's going to bring you good stuff. We are marching through March, aren't we? And this month has been a great week, or a great month, I should say. Great week. It feels like a week. But this month has been going. It's been a great month. Business is up. Softball's doing great. Now that my finger is healed, I had a small infection on my finger, and it kind of left me out for almost 2 weeks. But that's been healed up, and everything's going well right now. Great experiences with friends and life and just everything. You know, spring is in the air, isn't it? And you got to be excited about that. But wait, isn't St. Patrick's Day coming up? I think the 17th, which is this Thursday, right? Well, I got to make sure that you guys be safe. I know a lot of people party and drink and everything like that, but please drink responsibly and don't get behind a vehicle if you're drunk, okay? But I hope all of you are really enjoying life. This has been a great weekend for me. This past Sunday, I went to Renfest, and if you don't know what Renfest is, it's a Renaissance festival. That's a big festival that they hold for about a month, month and a half down here in Florida, and they travel all over. But oh my God, every year I go, I'm so excited. I ended up buying a couple of things. Usually I don't buy too much, but this time I bought an Indian table cover, absolutely beautiful. I guess it's from I forgot what city she said it was from India, but it's such a beautiful table cover. It has gold elephants and everything. It feels so authentic. I absolutely love it. And I also got a bearskin journal. I know what you guys are going to say. Bearskin, Miss Raina, I was conflicted about that because it was an animal as well, but I don't know. It called to me. And you know how we talk about on this show all the time that when something calls to you and it just feels right, you need to go towards it and trust your intuition, trust your instincts. And that's what I did. And I got to tell you that originally this book I was going to use as to put all my spiritual quotes. If you follow my social media, my Pinterest and all that stuff, then you know I like to make a lot of spiritual quotes. And I was going to put that. But all of a sudden, one day, like the first day, the book just cried to me. It was like right in me. Give me your life. Give me all your teachings right into me. And so I decided that I'm going to write in like all these little blurbs and all these little things that happen throughout my days and stuff like that. And each of them are going to have a lesson. And when that book is full, I'm going to turn around and make copies of it and sell it to people. And it's going to have daily life of things that happen in my life with teaching, with deep spiritual teachings, and how to handle situations and all all sorts of good stuff. So when that's done, hopefully it won't take too long. I'll let you guys know. But today I got to spend the day with my young Padawan, Caleb. And I got to tell you, it's been a little challenging lately. You know, whenever you take on a student and you go to mentor somebody, it can have its ups and downs. It can have its challenges. And it's been challenging. You know, I've been facing a little bit of the youth challenge as well as the distractions. You know, life when we're young, everything is so big and so crazy. So, you know, it's been that. But you know what? I think he's starting to realize how much time and devotion it takes to this kind of lifestyle. And I don't think a lot of us realize that if we're going to be a healer or we're going to help people and change people's lives in a deep capacity, how much effort and how much time and sacrifice that we have to put into us to make sure that we're healed inside and out, or as much as we possibly can, in order to be able to do this job. It's tough, and I see the wheels turning in his head, but I know that it's still not the full connection there, but that's okay. That's what we're all going through life for, right? Well, last week, we went down the road of the sexual revolution of polyamory. We took relationships to a whole different level, and we had such two wonderful special guests, Lenny and Suganda, grace us with their presence on the show, and we had such a nice time. I really enjoyed this show because we got to talk about relationships, and we realized that whether it's a polyamorous relationship or a monogamous relationship, that how related they are and the structure system, they're all the same. A relationship is a relationship. And so we talked we tackled issues of insecurities, of jealousy and communication. And you know, we brought to light some of these things. And like I said, I know a few of you wrote in and said, well, I was monogamous and I re-listened. I was hesitant to listen to the show because I wasn't sure what it was going to be about. But they said that it helped them with their relationship too, because yes, all relationships are the same, whether you have one or two or five or six or whatever. All relationships are the same, and even if they're romantic or non-romantic, they're all the same, and they all develop the same type of structure. And so if you can understand how to tackle one, you can understand how to tackle them all. But we also talked about living in as polyamorous in a mono world. It is difficult, isn't it? For us that are spiritualists or anybody that goes left when the world goes right, it is difficult to be the exception in the group or to have ideas differently than the way society goes. And often we're downplayed for that. And it's you know, it's tough for that, but keep hanging in there. Keep making sure you be who you are, and whatever it is that you find that you know, that the energy goes right to you, and then make sure you keep with that, because you know, whether you're poly or you're pagan or you're Christian or you're Catholic or whatever it is, make sure you stay true to who you are. But me, on a personal, I feel that all humans are poly. Everybody is. At least that's just how I feel, because we all have this craving inside of us to explore our own thing. But I think society and through our own insecurities and our beliefs, they get in our way. Now, I know some of you who are strictly monogamous will say, well, I don't agree with that, Ms. Rain, and that's okay. That's what this show is all about. You don't have to agree with me on everything. Isn't life wonderful? But it was a great show. And even if you're not polyamorous, but if you are polyamorous, you want to make sure that you check out the show, because it was a really good show. So it's in the archives. Go check it out. Well, tonight I am excited because we are going to tackle a topic that is a lot of my clients come to, because tonight is, as the time moves us forward, our lives stand still. Do you often feel as if your life is stuck while everyone else keeps moving forward? Was your life flourishing with excitement and direction and now seems to be spinning in circles? For many of us, life thrives. It's exciting. It's full of options and adventure, especially when we're young. And then all of a sudden we turn around and life stops. We're stuck. Life isn't going anywhere. And you know what? For some of us, for some others, it doesn't ever get off the ground, does it? For some of us, it feels like we're never moving, that we have been stuck from the go and it never gets moving. And it always seems that way, right? It's called spiritual mud, right? We're stuck in spiritual mud. And no matter which way we turn, which direction, we just can't move forward. And we look around and we, as life is passing us by, and we're often wondering, well, why is everyone else, why is everyone else so lucky? Why is everyone else so blessed? What are they doing that I'm not? How many of us have asked ourselves that very question, right? What are they doing? Why are they so blessed and I'm not? Why is my day like Groundhog's Day? Every day I wake up, it seems to be repetitive of the same stuff over and over, and it just never gets going. What if I told you that your view is nothing more than illusion? An illusion based upon assumption, victimization, and the idea of judgment. Illusion, you say? Why, yes, I do, absolutely. Well, how so, Miss Raina? Well, I'm going to tell you. An illusion based on assumption, victimization, or idea of judgment. Let's take a look at all of this. Let's take a look at assumption. First, let's take a look at the perception. The perception is that we're moving forward or backwards. Life is either positive, negative, forward, backwards, going, not moving. But this is based on a false idea of hierarchy. It's the hierarchy of false labels. As I said, good, bad, right, wrong, positive and negative. If this is happening, if this experience is happening, it's good. If this experience is happening, this is bad. If I believe this, this is right. If I believe that, that's wrong. And so it creates this illusion of hierarchy based on a false principle of moving forward or going backwards. By that, when we create that, we are actually creating an order of importance. That sounds right, right? Well, it does sound right, because when we're surrounded by friends and family, money, career, partying and dating, or kids or anything, our lives are full. Our lives are rich, right? Because that is what society tells us. Society and life constantly tells us that every day life is moving forward. As the world spins around, we're constantly going forward. We age, we go from baby to adolescence to mid-age to adult, and the life goes on, and everything is moving forward. And so when you have friends and family, your life is full of riches. And when you have your money and career, and the more money you're making, the more forward direction you're going. And when we're partying and dating and doing all these other things and having kids, life is giving the illusion that we're going forward. But isn't that just the trick? It's just an illusion, because every day is really the same. Every day, time is only of essence here on earth, right? Because we have created time. We have created the illusion of good and through moving forward. And so time and the illusion of good gives us the perception that life has moved forward. So life tells you that if you don't have friends or family, or you once had a lot of them and you no longer have them, well, then life is taken away and you're not moving forward. If business isn't once what it was, that was a little bit of a tongue twister. Then we're going backwards, or we're stuck. Life, what's wrong with what's going on? Since the party's over, right? And I used to be a big partier, but once the party's over, life slows down, and hey, you know, it's not exciting anymore. There's no excitement. There's nothing going on. So we must be stuck. Life's not going forward anymore. Life has kind of put us on the evolutionary dryer, the hanger, and said, we're done with you. We don't need you anymore. Because of that very idea of good and bad, positive and negative, right, wrong, forward and backwards. These false ideas of importance create a false sense of security. The illusion of time, right, as we just spoke, moves us forward. We're going forward. It's given us a false sense of security. So these things that we hold idle to ourselves are creating an illusion of importance. So the first thing that I want to talk on is the victim. The victim is, and this is something I bring up with all my clients and everything, and I know on the show we've discussed the victim many times, but the victim, if we are stuck, if we are constantly feeling stuck or directionless, did you know that the victim has control over you? The victim is the one that lives your life every single day, because the victim always is always about control. It creates
chaos in our life. The victim is so good at creating chaos in your life that you don't even know what's going on anymore. You have no control. You have no clue that the victim is constantly creating this control of you, this illusion. Well, I don't have this. I have this. And so it distorts your reality. Think about what the victim does. The victim is all about self, right? It's all about ego, right? It lies to us. It tells us things that aren't true, because the victim's job is to feel sorry for itself, to be victimized by a situation or a perception of life. Well, if I have friends, well, then I'm full of love. If I don't have friends, well, then something must be wrong with us. Oh, poor me. If I have family, great. If I have money and career, I'm somebody in life. If I don't have money and career, well, then something's wrong with me. Oh, poor me. Oh, we party our life away, right? And if we don't have kids by the time we're 30 or 40, our life isn't meaningful. All these things in our life is created by the victim, because, right, you're inadequate. How many of us tell ourselves every single day that we're inadequate, that you're not moving forward? Well, you know, when I was in my 20s, life was going. It was going so fast, I couldn't slow it down. Now, all of a sudden, I'm in my 40s, and all of a sudden, nothing's moving forward. It's the illusion. It's the illusion of time. It's the illusion of what we deem important. It's the illusion of what we deem that moves us forward. Because look, everyone else gets it, right? I mean, look at everybody else. We the victim always does that, right? The victim is always looking around to remind us what we don't have. Poor me, right? Look at everybody else. Look at what everybody else has. Oh, look, that person has such a nice car. Oh, that person has a bunch of friends. Oh, that person's always happy. And but the sad thing is a lot of us pretend to be these things. A lot of us aren't real. And the people who have a lot of these things often aren't happy. And even if it's the 1 or 2% that maybe are, you know, our illusions create this because the victim doesn't know truth. The victim will lie to you. The victim does not know the truth of the situation and does not situation. It's that simple. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsor.
From combat to Cosmo to corporate to coach, Shelly Mitchell works with smart, creative, and driven, highly spirited entrepreneurs, helping them find their focus, get clear on their message, create a plan that works for them and their unique brain style to develop the systems so that they can be the CEO of their business and make more money. The time is now to turn your passion and your purpose into a profitable, successful business. Visit Shelly Mitchell's website, mypersonalbusinesscoach.com, or email Shelly, that's Shelly with an EY, at mypersonalbusinesscoach.com. When visiting the website, be sure to request your weekly success planner and or schedule a catapult your cash flow call with Shelly herself, both complimentary.
The victim is always in control of us when we have the idea, the false idea, I should say, that our life is stuck, that it's not going anywhere. And did you know we are conditioned to be the victim in our daily lives all the time? And it starts out since birth. I know for you parents out there, you're going to have a tough time with this, but I want you to understand this, and I want you to think about what I'm about to say. But when we're young and we're afraid of things, when we start to cry, right? Or when we're infants, when we start to cry, we start to get hugged, right? Especially when we're older. I understand the first, you know, year and a half, you have to have that touch. You have to have that communication, that physical communication with the baby. I'm talking about once we start to get older and start to become in our conscious awareness, you know, 4 or 5 years old. When we cry, when we get upset, we get hugged, right? We get told that when something goes wrong, we get coddled. Oh, that's okay, honey. That's okay. Don't worry about it. It's okay. Everything's going to be okay. Oh, you're afraid. That's okay. Mommy will take care of it. Daddy will take care of it. And we do this. And this is based on a system of illusion, because the coddleness and the getting hugged creates the victim. And you know what? Actually, let me tell you a story really quick, because this has been on my mind. When I was at the Renaissance Festival, I saw a little girl up on stage. They had like this thing for little kids where these actresses played queens and princesses. And they had a family come on stage, and this little girl was on stage, and she was afraid, so she hid behind her mom's leg, like how many of your kids have done. And right away, the mom coddled her. Oh, that's okay, hon. Just stay behind me. It's okay. Oh, and patted her on the back. It's okay. Right then and there, that is the worst thing you could do for a child, and because it is creating the victim. It is creating ourselves to succumb to the idea of our fears. And so when we succumb to the ideas of our fears, this sets us up for later in life, for us to feel stuck in life, for us to not feel like we have direction, for us to have this idea of chasing this excitement, to having all these positive and negative experiences. Instead, what we should be doing is holding the kid's hand and showing them that by stepping out on their side and being next to me, there is nothing to be afraid of. But by coddling the fear, by showing the fear, by training the fear to say, hey, if I have this reaction, I'm going to get this from somebody else. This creates the victim. This is why it is complete chaos in our life. This is why it's always in control. And we do this in everything we do, right? In everything in school, where everything is based on a rewards and punishment system, right? So our school, if we take a test and we get an A, we get a reward. If we get an F, we get punished. If we do this on our job, hey, we get a promotion, we get a reward. We do all, and it goes on and on and on. And this creates the victim as well. The punishment and reward system builds the victim because it alters the perception of time. It alters the perception of one's own reality. Well, this is good. This is bad. This is positive. This is negative. If I do this, if I throw a temper tantrum, I'm going to get this. And I know for you parents out there, your kids often like to push that, right? Well, what's so different than when we become adults? It's because we constantly instill and we constantly condition the victim to do this, to coddle them, to reward the victim of saying, oh, it's going to be okay. If any true healer out there, if anybody who works in healing, if you coddle your patients or you coddle your clients or whatever, and you're always, oh, it's okay, and even your friends out there, you're rewarding the victim from saying, hey, every time this happens, instead of being strong and realizing that these things are to happen to help us grow, we say, oh, that's okay, it's not your fault, don't worry about it, it'll happen, and we aid in the victim. So let's take a look at time, right? Because it alters the perception of time. Well, we know that time isn't real. Time is only used to document moments of experiences. That's it. It's a gauge so that we can look back and say, okay, well, this happened at this time and this happened with this time. And so we're able to run our world based on this illusion of time. And isn't that a funny thing, right? Because how many of us allow our victim to say, well, you know, when we were younger, this happened, or I missed this. Why can't times be like this anymore? Well, you know, how many of us compare our lives to when we were in our 20s or high school or in college or whatever, some of the most exciting times in our life or so we perceive. And so when we get older and the party stops and our life slows down a little bit because we choose to do that, you have a choice to do that. Our time seems to slow down. And our time and our altered perception due to the victim says, hey, look, we're not doing this anymore. So it stops. You perceive time to stop. Because remember, we're gauging it, right? We're gauging on everything, every experience that we have to move forward. Well, you know, you still get older, regardless if you repeat the same boring day or the same painful day or emotionally distraught days or happy days, whatever you have, regardless of it, you still get older. Life still moves forward. Everybody still grows, right? Everything still goes. Day turns to night, night turns to day, right? Everything ages. But you're gauging your current events based on your past events. And this is a no-no. You need to learn to stop gauging your events, your current life, to your past. Because you know why? The past, it doesn't exist. It doesn't. It was moments in time that happened. It was a speck. It was an experience. And that was it. Life is meant to be experienced. Life is all about experiences, and that is it. But see, we are so used to doing things when we're trained. When we go from being young and from our first day of school all the way through college, it is go, 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 right? It's always on the go. And then when we get out of college, we're still young. For many of us, we want to go out to the bars and drink and do all sorts of stuff and party and we play sports and we do all this. So life is consumed by all this perception of time, by all these experiences. And so life seems exciting. Life seems thriving. And that's the illusion of the victim. The victim says, well, once I had this, well, now it does, now I don't. So my life is stuck. Well, once you did this and you were able to do this, well, now it's not. Hey, I play softball. I'm 38 years old and I'm one of the oldest on my teams. And I'm still keeping up with the 22-year-olds, the 19-year-olds and everything. Actually, I'm one of the best players on my team. Now that I'm back into shape and I'm healthy again, I'm diving all over the place. I'm moving. My batting's going well. Everything is flowing for me. And then, but if I wanted to sit there and I wanted the victim would say, well, Miss Raina, you're 38 years old and you can't keep up with everybody. Don't expect yourself to be, you know, competitive with these guys because, you know, you're not as fast anymore. You've gained some weight. You can't, hogwash. I'm going to dictate my life because my life is not controlled by the victim. I don't need to say buts. I don't need to say who, what, when, where, why. I do what I want and I'm going to do it to the best of my abilities. And if ever one day my body ever becomes injured where it can't, well, then I will be the best that I can be at that moment. But I will never compare myself to what I used to be because honestly, in some ways, I feel I'm better now than I ever was. I feel like I'm more sharp. I feel like I flow easier. I feel I'm more confident. I feel I can do things because I have a deeper understanding of who I am. But the victim lies to you every single second, as we said. It's going to tell you, well, you know, you're not deserving of happiness. You're not deserving of joy. You're not deserving of the positivity. And that's the hierarchy. There's the hierarchy. Well, this is good, so let's place it up here on a pedestal. This is bad, so let's place it down here. We want more of the pedestal, the higher pedestal, the good things, the positive things, because I want to focus only on the positive and happiness. Well, that's the other thing. Right? We're looking at, I was just discussing this with Caleb today, is that we're looking at things. So many of us want to only focus on the positive or the good, that we don't want to focus on the so-called negative or the bad experiences. But none of that is real. There is no good experience. There is no bad experience. Every experience is just, if you want to say a word, they're all positive. But you don't perceive that because you think that something that teaches you a harder lesson rather than something that makes you feel warm and fuzzy, you think that, which actually teaches you how to be a better person and moves you along faster, is a bad thing. And so you focus on only the positive. You focus on only the joy. And when you don't have that high, when you're not Jones, when you don't have that high to Jones for, all of a sudden it's like a drug, right? We need to have it. I need to have those positive experiences. I need to have that good experience. I need to feel that joy that I once felt. And that's why my life isn't going anywhere because I don't feel those emotions that I once felt. But it's all hogwash, right? It's all an illusion. Remember, it's all an illusion. Everything that we perceive in our mind is all an illusion. And until you understand that, until you realize that the victim is creating these distorted perceptions based on illusion, we're not going to be able, we're always going to have this idea that life moves us forward. Hey, we're doing things every single day. If I gauged my life when work got slow and things got slow, oh my God, I don't know what I would do because I don't put things as a hierarchy. I don't put things as an order of importance. I take things as they are, as they live, and that's it. You know, when Caleb came over, he was like, well, you know, Miss Raina, I'm sorry for, you know, not spending more time with you. And I said, why are you being sorry? I don't care about that. What I care about is the quality of time. If I get 5 minutes with you, I'm happy. If I get 10 minutes, I'm happy. If I get 2 days with you, great. If I don't get, that's okay. It is what it is at the moment. There is no hierarchy because I'm not basing my experience and my time with him based on how much time I've spent. We're not moving forward or backwards based on the time. Do you see what I'm getting at, people? This is what I'm talking about. We have to stop using, this is part of the program that I teach, so this is like copyrighted material, but But you have to stop using words like positive and negative, good, bad, right, wrong. And I got to tell you, when you start to decondition yourself from using forward, backwards, right, wrong, positive, negative, good, bad, all these things, and that your life will actually get easier. It does. It's amazing. Like so many of my clients have told me, and that they once we've deconditioned them from going through their mind of, this is a good experience. My life is moving forward. This is a bad experience. And they just realize that all experiences bring us growth. And our life, every single day, we will make what it is. And we will choose to create whatever we want. Life becomes so much easier. Because why? There's less judgment. Ah, and that's the key, right? That's the key right there. Judgment. Oh my God, we go over judgment all the time. I know for you loyal listeners probably saying, oh, there she goes again, so much judgment, but it always boils down to judgment. Judgment is so huge in our ego. Judgment is so rapid in the victim. Because remember, it's the judgment that somebody else has. Because judgment says, well, I don't have. Look at all that I don't have. But look at what they have. Oh, my God, they're so lucky. Again, why do they have it? What am I doing wrong? That's judgment on yourself. What am I doing wrong? How do you know you're not doing anything? How do you know you're doing something right? Or how do you know you're doing something wrong? How do you know what they truly have? You don't know. I know a lot of people with fancy cars and big houses that are bankrupt. And that are, and they're walking around acting like they have, you know, billions of dollars. And so, you know, so this is all judgment. It's a distorted form of perception. That's good, right? This is not. This is positive. That's not. Again, I the concept, if you get one concept through this show, I hope that you continue to listen to this episode over and over. But if you get one concept, stop using these words of positive, negative, good, bad, right, wrong, forward, backwards. This is good. That's not. This is positive. That's good. I only want to focus on the good. I don't want to focus on the negative because that's the illusion created in your head. Judgment dictates our life, people. It dictates that the victim, the victim of judgment, the victim, it dictates every decision that we make. I want you to think about how many of you, because usually people who are stuck in the mud or the spiritual mud, as I say, are always afraid to make those decisions. Always made, and they're afraid to make any life-changing decisions, any big decisions, any leap of faith. They'll never do it. Because what if I'm wrong? What if this decision doesn't bring me positivity? What if this decision is bad for me? What if I do this and this happens? And so we're judging so many situations all on our mind. I had a conversation with one of my friends today who I've been friends with for many, many years, who I hold dear to my heart. And, you know, we had a talk about something that kind of bothered me. And no matter which way I said it, it came like because of the victimization in her mind and the judgment, she held on to a word or two that I said and it tore her apart. And she was so upset. She's like, I got to go. I can't. I'm just so upset. I said, okay, well, call me when you calm down. And so we talked again. And she was like, well, I heard this one word. And she got hung up on this one word, manipulation, because, you know, I use the word manipulation all the time because the victim does that. The victim in her mind manipulated the words that I said to make sure that she was more victimized by me and my words than ever before. And all I was trying to do was get a point across to her. And so see, and this is what it does, right? Because we want to feel bad about ourselves. We want to make sure that we beat ourselves down so that we don't ever get forward. Because you can't do it, right? Whatever they said, it's not going to happen. We can't, you can, it doesn't matter. It's all distorted. It is so distorted. But let's talk about that. Like, you know, with my friend, it brings up a point that I want to talk about. Emotional pain. Often people who have, you know, the spiritual stuck in the mud, they are often victims of emotional pain because emotional pain ties to the victimization of self. right? And what does emotional pain do to us? It stagnates us. It stagnates our life. It stagnates our energy. And so again, it dilutes the perception of time that we are moving forward. Because the emotional pain, when we're angry or when we're pain and we have pain, where do we usually feel it? In our chest, right? In our chest and on the back of our throat. And it doesn't move, right? It stays right there. And the angrier you get, the more upset you get, oh, the harder it gets, right? It hurts. Because the emotional pain due to the victim creates stagnation. Ah, do you get it now? Why our lives aren't, are pretending like they're not moving forward, or we're standing still while everybody else is moving forward? Because in our perception, because our energy isn't flowing in our body, it'll give the illusion that our lives are not moving forward. And you know what? You stop your own life from quote unquote moving forward due to that very idea. Why? Because you are addicted to the pain. You're addicted to the pain. And for those of you who feel that they're strong enough, admit that to yourself. Admit that to yourself, that you are addicted to your emotional pain. Because that is very powerful. And not just say that in words, but truly believe it, truly realize that. Have a self-realization about ourselves and say, you know what, Miss Rain is right. I really am addicted to the pain. I really am controlled by my victim. Oh my God, my victim runs me rampant all over the place. And I do judge situations. I judge situations based upon fear because I'm afraid to get hurt. I'm afraid for something to happen because that might not be a good experience, or that might not be the positive experience. It's the illusion. And so the control of the emotional pain is strictly on you. And the fact of the matter is we are going to get hurt, right? Things are going to happen only if we choose it to happen. I could have been upset at my friend today because, of course, when someone gets defensive, our job is to get defensive right back, right? It's like two dogs in a yard, right? But no, when you're not controlled by the victim and you're not controlled by emotional pain, there is no reason to get upset. I understood why she got upset, but I did not take on or coddle her victim. I know she wanted an apology, but my intention and what I said was not what she heard due to her perception. And so I will not coddle the victim and aid her because I want our friendship to be based on truth and honesty. And what kind of friends are we if we lie to our friends and give in to their insecurities, give in to their fears? Don't we want to help each other grow? Don't we want to help each other transform and transition into more powerful and build stronger bonds of friendship and loyalty? So if I were to aid her victim and be like, oh, I'm really sorry, I didn't mean to hurt you, I didn't mean to do all this, you know, that's not what I meant, please forgive me. All I did was help her and her victim get stronger. But instead, I helped empower her. I let her work through her emotions. I let her tell me how she felt. And I told her, I do understand, but I reiterated how I felt or what I meant, not giving in at all. And this is key. This is key. And we must do this with ourselves. We must do this with our children. And we must do this with everybody else. We must never give in to the victim. We must never coddle fear. We must never allow ourselves to dabble into our emotional pain to where it holds on, what has a hold on us, so suffocating that we can't move forward. It's truly amazing because, you know what? We enjoy our misery, right? As the old saying goes, right? Misery truly loves company. I thought I said that wrong for some reason. I don't know why. I think I said that right, but it came out in my ears differently. But it does, doesn't it, right? I mean, because when we're miserable, we want everyone to feel miserable. And why should anyone have any form of happiness? Because I don't have happiness. That's a crazy feeling. We'll be right back after these messages from the Life of Raina.
A message from the Life of Raina. We live in a world faced with many tough challenges. Our lives become chaotic and fill with disaster ever so quickly, most of the time before we even realize. Our issues beat down our mental mindset, and an imbalance of emotions become prevalent. The Life of Raina is dedicated to helping people on the deepest spiritual level. Miss Raina, the creator of Transcendental Development and Growth, works on your core issues and finds the solutions which allow you to break free from the emotional bondages of life, helping you achieve the life you've always wanted to live. Isn't it time that you lived life for you? Call the Life of Raina, 561-846-2190, and schedule your appointment today. That's 561-846-2190. Or email thelifeofraina at icloud.com.
Misery does love company. And it's the funniest thing in this country because, I mean, a lot of us pretend like we're so happy and we got it going and we know exactly what's going on. But behind closed doors, a lot of us really are miserable. And we like to pretend that all these things make us happy, and which is why we use social media and try to make ourselves look like these, like this person. And we're going to go out and speak of anger and hate, all in justification that our way is right. And if you don't get what I get, then you're stupid and you're not awake and all these different things, right? That's life standing still for each one of them. That's the way life needs to be in order for them to survive, because they love to be miserable. They're addicted to their emotional pain. The victim tells them that they're awake. I'm awake and they're not. That's what the victim says to them, because I'm going to judge everyone that I don't understand, because rather than look at myself, because why? Because we fear emotional pain. We fear it. We do. We run from it. We will do anything and everything to create that false happiness. We will act like we know it all. We will go out and buy expensive stuff, act like a superstar, and act like we don't care. Hey, I don't care what you think. I'm going to prove to you how strong I am. I'm going to prove to you that I don't give a care. If you don't like it, you can delete me, or you don't have to be my friend ever again. The more you say that, the more insecure, the more the victim has control over you. And it's so many ways the victim can have control of you, but you fear it. You run from the pain, and it's all this created false sense of happiness. And why? Because we want those exciting moments. We chase, we start the exciting moments that we used to have in our 20s, in our teenage years, when we used to defy our parents and get into trouble and do all that stuff that used to give us that false sense of happiness. Is now gone. And now, as the party dies down, as life gets slower, as we want to say, we chase those thrilling moments, we chase those times, and we value our life based on these little moments of experiences that give us some sense of thrill. So you chase the happiness. You chase the relationships. You chase the fancy cars, the exciting jobs, anything that brings it. You chase the rush. You chase it like a drug. There is no difference whether your addiction is drugs, whether it's alcohol, smoking, food, or emotional pain. Addiction is addiction, and this is a form of addiction. And most of us are addicted to emotional pain and the victim. And most of us have no clue that it rules our life. Unresolved issues. Unresolved issues is always, 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 always the reason why we run from our emotional pain. And if you have emotional pain and you are victimized, you have unresolved issues. And if you want to get away, if you want to understand, then you must resolve your unresolved issues. They must. You have to face them. You have to confront them head on. There's no way around this, people. People ask me all the time, about like, well, you know, I go over this and we're going to get into this towards the end of the show in a few minutes. But, you know, people ask me that all the time, and you have to confront it. How do we fix this? How do we get out of the mud? You must confront your unresolved issues. Be willing to re-experience the pain. Be willing to go back to that traumatic event, to relive the past.
The past is your friend. Even though the past is an illusion, we can still go back to those moments in time and relive it. And take the knowledge. Don't take it as a punishment. Don't look at the past of even good situations. Don't look at things as a reward and punishment system, a good or bad, positive and negative, you know, right versus wrong. Don't look at that. Remember, get away from those words. But go back to the past and learn from it, people. Say, what can I learn? What was this lesson trying to teach me? How could I learn? What can I extract from this situation that's going to make my life better today? Did you know we leave pieces of us, emotional pieces of us, scattered throughout our whole life? If you've listened to this show, I know for a fact in one of the shows I talked about this, and I don't remember what show off the top of my head, but I know that I told you that literally we leave fragments of our emotional body all over our lives, especially in traumatic events. And it's in those traumatic events where you freeze in time, thus giving you the illusion as well of you standing still, because you're addicted to that situation. You're addicted to that, and it leaves us drained and tired and stuck. Of course you can't move from the past. Of course you can't move forward because you're holding on to the past, right? If I used to be a swim coach and a lifeguard, and so if I told people and people were in the deep end and I said, come swim to me, right? You're never going to get across to the other side or move forward unless you let go of the edge. You're holding on to that emotional edge, that victim, and that victim saying, oh, don't move forward. You might drown. Something might happen to you. Without ever trying. And so how do you know what the experience is if you're already judging it based on what you think is going to happen? You're already preconceived it. I'm going to drown. Even though Miss Raina's a lifeguard and she's 5 feet away, within those 5 feet, I'm going to drown. Oh, no, don't do this. It's silly. Let go of that past, people. Let go of that edge. Take a leap of faith. Be willing to confront and relive those emotions. Relive those pieces of you where you're at. Go back and extract that knowledge. It's juicy knowledge for you. You want that knowledge. I'm telling you. I am telling you, if you can learn to extract that knowledge, you will pull it. You will be able to learn from it, and it will no longer take hold. Because our ego, our victim and our thoughts, they're bad guys. Let's face it, it's a bad guy. Yeah, it's the ego and victim always, and our thoughts are always running rampant in us. Our emotions, it's running rampant. How many of you are control freaks? Would you believe if I tell you that the people who believe that they're stuck in life are the most control freaks? They like control the most. They love to manipulate on a subconscious level. And truly, honestly, they're the master manipulators. You guys are. If you are one of these people who are always stuck, you are a control freak when it comes to who you are. You may say, oh, well, Miss Raina, I'm not a control freak because, you know, when it comes to my friends, I like to do what they do and it doesn't. No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying when it comes to you and your emotions and your beliefs and the victim and the ego, you are a control freak because the feeling of stuck is the illusion. And all this stuff goes on, and that is the subconscious level. That's the manipulation. Well, you know, don't let go of that edge because you might drown in that pool, even though there's a lifeguard there. Oh, judge it before it happens. That's all manipulation. That's all control. The illusion of stuck by control, right? The victim. The need to remain is being stuck, right? The victim, the ego, the thoughts. We will remain in emotional turmoil until you choose to let that go. And it must not be a conscious mind thought. It must be a heartfelt thought. You must be able to, in your heart, make a decision that will change. Well, that will say, you know what? I refuse to allow the victim to take control of me. Your heart and your will must be stronger than your mind. Because let me tell you, like I said, your thoughts and your ego, they are bad guys. And I'll say that over and over. They are the bad guy. They are. They will do that because it's going to control you for the rest of your life. So I want you guys to take a look for a moment, and I just want you to realize all the things that I'm saying. Think about, if you need to listen to this over and over, listen to this, because the victim, the control, the emotional component of it, the fear, the judgment, this is some scary stuff. And I know a lot of you, my clients say this all the time, well, I'm so afraid, I'm tired of reliving this, I'm tired of doing this, I'm tired of doing this. But when you realize this stuff, you will break this cycle. You can break this cycle. Because what happens? You expand self-awareness by recognizing that the victim is in control, by recognizing that you are addicted to your emotional pain and you're judging everything before it happens. You expand your self-awareness. By having compassion towards yourself and saying, you know what, I have faith in myself enough to go back to those experiences, relive them, and find the good information, to find the lesson in it, and not be a victim of it. That expands self-awareness. And we must be able to look at our ego at that time. Look at that two-headed monster, that ugly ego that's trying to control us and manipulate us, that said, oh, look what that person did to you. Look, oh, you didn't get your way. Look at that and face its darkest parts, because that will release the control. And if you're saying, well, Miss Raina, I have done that. But if your situations are constantly going back over, and they're constantly being repetitive, and you can't think about anything else, or you're constantly dwelling on that situation, or every time you think about it, you're so emotionally over it, or you're unable to stand it, or unable to face the people that did it, then you have not resolved that issue, and you have not truly faced it. You may have denied it. You may have rejected it. You may have buried it. You may have done what the survivor does. The survivor will say, oh, I don't want to deal with this anymore. Done. I'll pretend like I've faced it, but I'm not. Because if you think about it all the time and dwell, if you're still, like I said, and you're still emotional, or you're unable to understand that situation, then you really haven't got over it. And that's the end of the story with that. It's amazing. When you resolve your issues and the issues are resolved, it doesn't prompt an emotional reaction. You no longer continue to think about it. Half the stuff, like it, on a lot of the issues that I used to be controlled by, and a lot of the issues that I used to have things with, I don't even remember them until somebody else brings it up. It's that easy. I'm over it. It's done with. I have no need to think about it unless I have to revisit it for a learning experience or to help a client. That's it. That's it. You're able to face it. You're able to come face to face with that two-headed monster over and over and understand it without emotion. It's amazing. Without emotion. Hey, it is what it is, right? You understand the lesson. I get that. I understand that now. Oh, I see what they were doing. I understand why they did that to me. Even though it was painful, even though it hurt me, I understand why they did that. I get that now. We are so good at lying to ourselves. We are. Remember, again, the master manipulator. The victim, the distorting, and we put on those distortion glasses and everything becomes foggy, and what we think we're seeing is not actually truth, because every day you lie to yourself. Hey, you're not good enough. You're not good enough to make sure that this day is happy. You're not good enough to make sure that this day is positive. Oh, this day is going to be a day. You don't deserve that. Oh, are you kidding me? Don't go out for that job. Don't exercise. You're never going to do it. Come on. You're just going to burn yourself out. Every single day you lie to yourself to keep yourself miserable. You really are. The survivor and the victim will manipulate us for the fake balance. Remember, balance in itself is an illusion. Balance is one. I'm going to have a show on this too, because balance is fake. It doesn't exist. If we our idea of balance is being happy all the time and being at peace at everything in the world, and that's great if we live up on top of a mountain by ourselves and we have an endless supply of food, water, and whatever else we need. But the fact of the matter is we are human and we're living in a first world country, and we have to be around people, and we have moods and issues and things that pop up, and balance is not being happy all the time. And as a matter of fact, if you think balance is being happy all the time, that's actually an imbalance. being one side or the other without being able to dabble into both and understand it, that is balance. When you're only on the positive and you're only on the sunshine and rainbows and unicorns, that is creating an imbalance us every day. And that's to save face. Be willing to let go of control of the victim, of the ego. Let go of it. See past the illusions. Otherwise, as time moves us forward, our lives are going to stand still. All right, everybody, that is tonight's show. I hope you enjoyed it. I missed you guys, and I'm not sure if there's going to be a show next week because I have an event coming up. I will try to get another show out. I promise. You know I love doing my shows, and I want to get them out for you each and every week, but I'll see how my time goes. But anyways, if you'd like to follow us, you can follow us on our Facebook. Make sure you get those numbers up at facebook.com/ Transcendental Transformation Radio Show. You can follow me personally on my Facebook page at face.com/ The Life of Raina. Visit our website. The website is beautiful. There's a lot of good blogs on there. There's the other shows. There's so much information on there. Subscribe to our newsletter. Receive special hidden shows, VIP access to the website and guest offers and so much more. But you can do that at soulandspiritguide.com. And if you want to, you can email me personally at thelifeofraina@icloud.com. Again, everybody, have a wonderful night and have a safe weekend. If you celebrate St. Patrick's Day, please, please be safe. Don't be a ninny. Just be responsible about drinking and driving. Call a cab, call Uber, and make sure everyone is safe, okay? Always remember to believe in yourself, and it's not our abilities or our talents that make us who we are, but it is our choices. Thank you, and have a great day.